This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll tear your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective, with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change. Without passion and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out.
Hi, it's Dave Denton along with Zane. We are in the family truckster. We're taking a road trip. Yes, we are on the road to WrestleMania. Hi, Zane.
Say that again.
We're on the road to WrestleMania. Right the, now, we recorded...
The road to the...
To the road.
Road of the road.
The road.
Road of the...
The road.
The road.
The road.
To the road.
To the road.
Road.
Yeah,
road.
It's the road to WrestleMania. Because we're on I-15 right now.
Kind of like the yellow brick road?
I don't follow along with anybody. Especially not in Kansas anymore. Hey, yeah, waka, waka, waka. No, actually, we are on I-15 in northern Utah right now, right outside of Brigham City. And if you want to get a map out, find where that's at. And we are on the road recording this in my car. We are going to the WW event in West Valley City, which is a suburb of Salt Lake. And it's the Maverick Center, and tonight we are going to the road to WrestleMania.
WWE Live.
I cannot wait for it. We think it's going to be mainly the Raw roster, right?
You know, talent is subject to change.
They've been advertising Brock Lesnar. I saw that. I don't think Brock Lesnar's going to be there.
I don't think so either.
I would really be shocked if Brock Lesnar was there.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it.
Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Let's talk a little bit before we go into this too much, because I wanted to talk to you a little about the Royal Rumble. We were talking just a few minutes ago before we started recording. You thought the first hour of it was kind of dull, huh?
The first hour was just a complete dud for me. I didn't care much for the first hour. The highlight of the first hour for me was the cruiserweight match.
Which was, I thought...
It was a good match.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I love Neville as a heel.
You were talking about Neville. Yeah, Neville is the heel. You got to go back to NXT and watch some of his... he was a heel when he was the NXT champion. And you really got to go back and watch some of his matches in NXT with Sami Zayn and him as heel. What a great, great performer. A very underutilized. You know, when Neville came into the main roster, I said, if you could go back and probably find the podcast, I don't know, we did lose some of our old files and we changed our website, but... you can go back, and I said that they need to take Neville straight to the top. So
yeah,
what do they
that.
Do?
They buried him. And that's what McMahon does. I mean, the creative does. They bring guys up from NXT. The crowd's really excited, and then they just get blahed.
Yeah. So what did you think? What did we have first on the line? Was the women's match first?
Yeah, the women's match opened up the Royal broadcast, the pay-per-view. That was Bayley against Charlotte. Very average match, I thought.
Not really any high spots or anything in it.
Yeah, the high spot for me was when Charlotte got a bloody mouth.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but she was bleeding all over the place towards the end. So, then Charlotte won. She's 16-0 now at pay-per-views. Do you think that means anything?
No, I don't think it means anything. I don't know what they're doing with the Raw women right now. I think old Chris talked about playing hot potato. They got to play hot potato with the women's title.
That's right. Got to play hot potato with everything. They're changing their pins into diapers.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm a little sour on Raw right now.
Yeah, you know, you and I have talked about this. That 3 hours is just too much. And I think when we were doing the best of or a look back at 2016 and, you know, my favorite match of the year was only 15 minutes long, and how often does that happen, huh?
Oh, you know, and the matches, it's not necessarily about the matches. It's like they're just taking so long to build up to the matches. It's like, come on, guys. And then, you know, another thing that frustrates me is what happened to the element of surprise? You know, they're like, oh, next week on Raw, Samoa Joe's coming, or, you know, next week on Raw, we see the debut of somebody.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
It is.
It's like, come on, whatever happened to just hearing their music and the crowd going nutso?
Yeah, and they do that sometimes, but seeing Samoa Joe at Raw last week against Seth Rollins.
Cool. That was cool.
I knew he was going to be making his main roster debut soon, but he was at NXT TakeOver just in the audience in San Antonio. He was just there. Which, by the way, congratulations to the glorious one, Bobby Roode.
Well, yeah. What is he doing still in NXT?
Oh, come on.
We need some. If they want to make anything out of Raw, they need to get him. You know, tell me if this would be awesome. Beer money on Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Make it happen, guys. Whatever you got to do with James Storm to get him back, get him there.
But I watched that match with Bobby Roode and Nakamura, and it was a fine match.
How is Bobby doing in NXT? I haven't been keeping up. What are your feelings on that?
He's now the champion.
So
he's glorious.
Glorious.
Yeah, they had the store at the NXT TakeOver in San Antonio. They had that was the main event, and Nakamura comes out and does his usual. Where's the Michael Jackson glove at? I mean, he wears all the patent leather and the red leather jackets. I keep on thinking I'm just going to see him do the moonwalk anytime. But I like his entrance. I do.
Yeah, so. One of these days.
Yeah, and then
Nakamura, what an attractive fella.
Glad you said that. That man be eat up and ugly. His hairstyle, and then he's not an attractive man in the first place, and then he puts in that mouthpiece. Anyway, neither here nor
there. So what do we have next on the roster after the women's match? I don't remember.
That was the next match was actually the Cruiserweight Championship.
Okay.
Where Neville got the clean submission win against Rich Swann.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Let's talk a little bit about this Cruiserweight division. I think Neville might be there to save it, because I have gotten no heat off that. When the matches are on Raw, the crowd just seems disinterested too.
Well, you know, they had that Cruiserweight Classic on the network, and I think that the WWE was trying to rip off Lucha Underground in that aspect. I mean, let's just be honest, that nothing can compete in the talent aspect and the production value of Lucha right now. I mean, they're just, you know,
they're killing it.
I mean, yes, I know the WWE's bigger and will always, you know, be the one that stomps out the little guys, but Lucha's just unique. Let's just leave it at that. They're just unique,
and they have great storytelling.
Yeah,
in an hour long format, they pack in this. You remember when we were talking, was it Jeff from Paragon Pro?
Yeah,
we were talking about him. He was saying that they would pack great storylines in, great matches, all into 1 hour of wrestling. Because he was like us. He was saying that, you know, it was just too long, 3 hours.
Yeah,
so
it really is.
I think that's really something. But the next match after that Cruiserweight, which was a good match, we already talked about that. Then came AJ Styles and John Cena. A lot of people, I mean, all over the internet saying that's a classic match now. It was good.
It was a good match.
Good to great.
You know, I'll say this time and time again, and I may be a broken record, but AJ Styles brings out the best in everybody. There is something about his ring work that is just, let's just, phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
It's just phenomenal. He is a rock solid, well-rounded individual. He can wrestle. He can cut a promo. He can fly high. He can put on hardcore matches. He can do it all.
Yeah, and he's
not a real big guy either.
No, he's not. And I thought the thing I really liked about the match, it was clean.
Yeah.
There wasn't chairs brought in. There wasn't chains. There wasn't a run in. Each performer, Cena and Styles, both got submission holds put on. Even the figure four leg lock came out. I mean, the STF, the Styles Clash, the phenomenal elbow. It was all there wasn't hair pulling. There was just, oh, it was hard.
Did
hard
you notice? Uh-oh. Get this. I noticed it. Maybe I just heard wrong, but Mauro Ranallo.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you heard it or not, but when Cena locked into submission, he says, "Cena's got him in the STFU." I haven't heard the STFU since the Ruthless Aggression. I was like, "Oh my gosh, are we bringing back a little bit of edginess to the product?"
Oh, I bet.
So they made him. They made him. You know, because they made Cena drop the U on the.
Yeah.
Because we all know what STFU stands for.
Yeah.
If not, I'm sure a Google search will take care of that.
I didn't hear that. But boy, it was a good, solid match. That's what I got to say. I thought it was great. Good to
my
great.
My favorite part of the match was, did you see Cena when he, I don't know what the heck you'd call it, but he like, he went, AJ went to like put him in some kind of a power bomb. He grabbed AJ Styles and did a complete flip.
Yes.
And turned it into a pin, you know.
Yeah, almost got the pin, yeah.
Yeah, you know, Cena's doing pretty good. He's got a few things, you know. Bringing a few more things out of his arsenal.
I would like to see that particular move, because I've seen him do that in the past, and I've always thought, what a great move. What a great finisher. I think that should be a finisher instead of that attitude adjustment I don't like.
Yeah, it's
fireman's carry. That's all it is.
Yeah, fire. It's not a very strong, you know. It's not very. It's not a very powerful move.
Yeah, I didn't think very much about it at all. But
it's a good match though. I, you know, I think we talked about this before too. But you could see the writing on the wall. I mean, it's only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time before Cena would get the 16th title. I would have liked to seen AJ maintain the title for longer just because I'm an AJ Styles fan, but, you know, got to do what you got to do to keep the story going.
Speaking of seeing the writing on the wall there in the pre-show, Gallows and Anderson finally get the title straps for the tag team.
I haven't been keeping up on Raw a lot. Are they, what's their deal? Are they going back to their edgy?
Yeah, edgier.
More the outsiders feel, or what's their deal?
They were very physical against Sheamus and Cesaro. I just wish they would just bring back the club and just let them be part of the club again.
Gallows and Anderson have no business being in comic relief. They remind me so much of the outsiders. They just need to just rip off the outsiders. Come on.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Scott Hall and Kevin Nash aren't going to care.
Oh, they just already got their money.
Yeah. Rip them off. Let's be the baddest A tag team in the world, you know?
So I still don't know what they're doing with Sheamus and Cesaro. They got in the Rumble match against each other, and there was, you know, Sheamus tried to dump Cesaro, and Cesaro tried to do the swing against Sheamus. So maybe they're going to go back and do a little program with those two again, but I hope not. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what to do with those two. You know, Sheamus had his time at the top, but I don't feel the belt fits very well on Sheamus. I like to see him more as a mid-card, like an IC guy or a United States guy, or, you know, I don't care to see the big belt on Sheamus.
Yeah. I don't like his hairstyle. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't mind one bit to see, you know, Cesaro up there in the main event.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I think he deserves it.
So they're no longer the tag champs. As we get back into the pay-per-view, we had Kevin Owens against Roman Reigns for the Universal title, and Jericho in that shark cage. And what did you think of that match altogether?
I thought it was pretty stale. I don't know. I don't like the Kevin Owens character right now. I liked the Kevin Owens character in NXT, just a complete badass that doesn't care about anybody or anything, just trying to hurt people. You know, that's the Kevin Owens that I like. I don't like this semi-comic relief Kevin Owens, so I thought it was stale.
I did like when Jericho dropped the brass knucks from the shark cage.
Yeah, there was, like I said, there was some good moments, you know, and it was a decent match. I didn't care for the ending.
I didn't care for the ending at all.
I don't know why what that was all about. I don't understand Braun Strowman right now. I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't into that part of it at all. So, but Kevin Owens is still the champ. I don't know where they're going to be going with that for WrestleMania. Is it going to be Roman Reigns? Who knows? They'll set that up over the next couple weeks. So that match was, I would say, average at best. But it did have that pyramid of chairs that Kevin Owens set up. Did you notice that? That was pretty cool. Seven chairs.
That was pretty cool, but I would have rather seen Roman Reigns go through it.
You're just a cruel man that way. But the rest of it went. They went into the Royal Rumble itself. And the Rumble, it started off with Big Cass being number one, the first one. And then I thought they probably did that to get the crowd worked up to it.
Yeah.
Because Enzo is so good on the mic.
Yeah.
And the crowd wanted to do, you know, the SWAFT, and Enzo was doing his dancing around. And I don't know if I've ever told you this, but Enzo reminds me, now he's smaller, but the way he runs around the ring and in and out of the ring and stuff reminds me of a young Randy Savage.
Yeah.
When Poffle Mania was going on.
You could tell a guy like him, I'll bet you he loves his job.
Oh, yeah.
He gets out there and he works the crowd up and he says what he wants to say, and I'll bet you he has a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun to get into the Rumble as itself went on.
You know, maybe it's too early to bring this up, but where were the surprise entrances this year?
I don't know. There was no celebrities involved. The only surprise entry was Mark Henry.
Yeah, and that wasn't that big of a surprise.
No. He was in Texas. It's where he lives. But I was expecting a return from somebody. I was fully expecting Kurt Angle.
Yeah, and I thought DDP would make an entrance again, or you know, last year, didn't we have the Boogeyman last year? Or was that 2 years ago?
I can't remember right offhand.
But yeah, the Boogeyman came back for a minute. Remember, I think DDP was in there. I don't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago. And remember Shaq came last year? That was cool.
Yeah, but there were no surprise entrants.
I would have even liked to see Shane O'Mac in there.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
Bring back somebody, you know, just a legend one more time. They've done that several years in a row. And they've had even Drew Carey was in at one time.
Oh.
So, yeah, okay, that's good enough. But Chris Jericho set a record.
You know, that's who I thought was going to take it. I honestly thought. And I thought, you know, I could deal with him as champ for a little bit,
setting up something with KO,
and I wonder what he's gonna do though. He says he's in the best shape of his life, and he's doing great.
I like his work right now better than I have in years.
Yeah. Do you remember when I back in his WCW days? I saw him down in Salt Lake, and I bought a Raw is Jericho. Or no, it wasn't Raw. That was later on. It was WCW Monday Night Jericho t-shirt.
All right.
Yeah, cool. I loved Chris Jericho in WCW. His big, long, flowing blonde hair. He was a cruiserweight guy for a while, and then he all of a sudden roided up and got on some... got some muscle.
Yeah. But then he was number two, and overall, he was in there to almost to the very end, and that put him over the top as spending the most time in Royal Rumble history. But I thought he was injured. I really did. When Brock Lesnar came in and suplexed him when he was doing his Suplex City routine, he landed really weird on his leg, and he rolled out of the ring. I mean, just immediately grabbing a hold of his leg. And I thought he was injured at that point, but evidently he's okay, if anything. Braun Strowman coming in, I thought, was I'm just not a fan.
I just don't understand what they're doing with Braun Strowman right now. What's his gimmick? Like, just...
I am big, strong man. Let me beat up people.
I am caveman. Do not speak.
Call me Mogad Klug, Cave Dweller.
Yeah, they call me Braun Strowman. I have long hair.
I'm just not... You know, I'm not a big fan. I liked him better in the Wyatt
family. Yeah, or, you know, I keep going back to this because I honestly heard it on the Stone Cold podcast, but give him like a biker gimmick, you know, big beard, friggin' give him some black leather, ride a Harley down, and maybe get him a little faction going of some other big dudes and let him kick some trash.
That would be a good thing. Have a little biker, you know, gimmick going on. Kind of like they did in TNA for a while. I can't remember what they called themselves, but Bubba Ray was in there, and Devon.
Aces and Eights.
Which was okay. I don't like what they're doing with Strowman, and, you know, that's creative. You can disagree or agree with anybody on anything. But I think the surprise of the evening came with who won. Randy Orton. I didn't see that one in the least.
Well, what do you think about... Tell me about what your thought is on The Undertaker in there. I don't know if I much cared for that either.
Well, there seems to be some internet chatter. And once again, when you're talking the internet, bonjour, you got to believe everything you read. There's been talk about a possible Roman Reigns Undertaker.
But
at
what
Mania.
For? What does that prove to anybody?
Well, Roman said, this is my yard now. You know, and it might be Vince McMahon's way of saying, here we go. We got to have Roman Reigns doing something big, you know, and that seems like he's really behind Roman Reigns for some reason.
And now let's rewind a little bit again, too. You mentioned Brock Lesnar, but what's the name you didn't mention?
Goldberg.
Okay. I noticed Goldberg didn't make much of a splash.
No. Well, when they come in, you know, from 25 to 30, and then you put Enzo in the middle of that.
Yeah. I didn't understand that. And then, you know, Brock gets out and, you know, he spears Brock and eliminates him. I guess is that just supposed to piss Brock off more?
Evidently, because on Monday Night Raw, they had his mouthpiece there saying that they want to have a final match at WrestleMania. Here's Goldberg beating him three times in a row now.
I don't know.
I don't know how they're going to set that up.
I would have rather seen Bill Goldberg eliminate The Undertaker and see that at WrestleMania.
Yeah, me too.
Rumor on the street, too, is that Undertaker's... he needs to have a hip replacement.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
And so they said that this may be... his career is winding down. I mean,
right.
Is he 60?
I don't think so. I think he's about my age, so he might be just under 60. Okay. But, you know, Roddy Piper did some wrestling after he had his hip replaced.
Yeah.
So you just got to change the way you're doing things. But there's also been chatter, and here's a thing I think you and I talked about earlier. I read this today. A lot of people are saying that at Mania, it's going to be, because Randy Orton now he's in the main event, who is he going to wrestle? Everybody thinks it's going to be John Cena. But you got the Elimination Chamber coming up, Cena against five other wrestlers. One of those is going to be Bray Wyatt. And the rumor is, the possibility, and I like this, Bray Wyatt winning the title, and that breaks up the Wyatt family with Wyatt and Orton coming up at WrestleMania.
You know who I'd rather see win?
Who's that?
The Miz.
Yeah, I gotta admit.
I will, you know, The Miz, he could really put on a good match with somebody like Randy Orton right now, the way The Miz is wrestling right now.
He's at the top of his game.
He really is. And the way he's running his mouth right now, he could really, really run his mouth against Randy Orton. And he could, you know, he could bring up stuff in Randy Orton's past.
Oh,
you
know, what they could do with the Marine movies.
Yeah, he could talk about his failures in movies. I mean, he could really run his mouth against, against them right now. And he could really get under Orton's skin. And he could really get under Bray Wyatt's skin, too. And even if Bray Wyatt interfered in the match, or, you know, I don't know.
It's just going to be fun.
You think of men with menacing, icy stares that could freeze their opponents cold. Brutes who beat their foes into submission.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
So we've talked about the Royal Rumble. We're going to be wrapping up this segment in just a little bit. I wanted to quickly, though, talk about some things that have happened recently. ROH looks like they're looking for a new main announcer. It was announced Kevin Kelly has resigned as their main announcer. They already lost, what's the guy now? I'm just drawing a blank here. He was Desmond Wolfe in TNA, and he's now the announcer of the British TV show on the WWE Network. But Kevin Kelly, who's been with ROH since basically the beginning, evidently leaving that group. So,
well, I don't know. Such is the game in the world of... As the world turns
yes.
professional wrestling.
And then you got the look at what's coming up in Las Vegas in March. ROH is going to be doing their 15th anniversary at Sam's Town. Adam Cole, baby, is the champion now. And he's going to be wrestling the winner of a tournament they've been doing with some of the old-time ROH performers. And the tournament finals are this weekend on TV. When we're recording this, it's going to be Christopher Daniels against... Jack Briscoe. And, not Jack Briscoe. Jeez.
The butt fumble.
The butt fumble.
The butt fumble.
Jay Briscoe. Jack Briscoe's an old-timer. Jay Briscoe, and hey, I love the Briscoe.
Buddy, where's your old-time favorite, Jay Lethal, at these days?
Jay Lethal was in that tournament, and he wrestled against Briscoe and lost.
Okay.
So
Jay Lethal's in ROH right now.
Yeah, he's in ROH, just signed a contract to stay with him.
Oh, okay.
Adam Cole is a great performer. I don't know if you've ever watched Adam Cole. He's really good on the mic. He's a good-looking kid. I think he's 27 or something. Got long hair, great ring skills. He's just not very big.
You know, speaking of, we're talking about indies, did you see what's going on with Prince Puma?
I've heard something about that.
I read something the other day that he it was an interview he gave with somebody, and he talked about how he's not quite ready to spread his wings to the WWE. See, and I thought a year ago that he signed with the WWE. I thought it was a done deal.
Uh-huh.
But I guess apparently not. I thought, but he says he wants to stay in Japan and win the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. He says he's really learning a lot in Japan right now, and he's said he's going to stick around in Japan for a while.
Well, what I've heard is he's no longer under contract with Lucha Underground, and that he is he's got a non-compete on television until after Lucha Underground Season 3 is over with, because they're doing a program with him. Vampiro on that right now. Okay. Vampiro is kind of his mentor. And it looks like something's going to be going on with that. But after that, he's no longer under contract. Will they re-sign him? Will he come back? I don't know. I guess we'd have to ask Marty the Moth. about the Martin.
Yeah, so. We'll have to send a flare out to Marty the Moth and see what he sends back.
I tell you what, if I could get to Vegas, I would go to that 15th anniversary show. I would just absolutely love that.
When is that?
Sometime in March. I think it's like the 15th. It's going to be at Sam's Town. And who knows? You know, just got to see what the... see if there's any kind of vacation time.
Any more indie news going on? I haven't seen a lot of sparks flying in the indies right now.
Well, the one thing, you know, of course, the broken Matt Hardy and Brother Nero, they're going to be in an ROH event in Florida, and they're actually going to go against the Young Bucks. So they're actually going to do a cross-promotion there, which I really like seeing.
Yeah.
I like these cross-promotion things. And then I was watching on Fight TV. I got to tell you this is pretty funny. Watching Fight TV, and I think it's GFX Wrestling, something like that. And it was the first time I'd ever watched it. Uh-huh. And it was pretty good. But the opening announcer, there's a pretty old dude that's in the ring, and he's announcing the combatants. And he introduces this one guy, comes out, and the guy's really looking confused. And all of a sudden you hear on the microphone in the background, they sent out the wrong guy. So he introduced the wrong wrestler.
Oh, no.
So, and this was a big dude. I mean, he's like 6'10", 6'11", really big guy. And but he lost against a masked wrestler, Black Tiger Mask, I think is what he's called. And then the next match comes out, the old dude wasn't there.
Oh.
He was not introducing the next match. It was one of the TV announcers. And he was standing on the ring apron outside of the ring doing the introduction, and one of the combatants was in the ring, and he was, you know, how they get on the middle rope on the turnbuckles, and then he jumps off the rope when he introduced him, and he hit the mat so hard it made everything bounce, and the announcer almost fell off the mat. He had to grab a hold of the rope so he didn't fall. I thought it was going to happen. But Fight TV is a good app. It is a good app. You get to see a lot of independent stuff there. Well, we're closing in on West Valley City. When we come back, we're going to talk about the road to WrestleMania because we're on the road to WrestleMania.
So will it be the road home
from
the road to WrestleMania?
Okay.
Okay.
Works for me.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so confused. I think I have a headache. Thanks. We'll be back with more on Turnbuckle Trash.